Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Large numbers of U.S. high school students who are bullied take weapons to school, a new study is finding, and I have with me one of the senior study investigators, Dr. Andrew Addisman. He's the chief of developmental and behavioral pediatrics at the Stephen and Alexander Cohen Children's Medical Center of New York. Welcome to the show, Dr. Addisman. So bullied teens are carrying weapons to school. How do we know this?
Well, the CDC does a survey of high school students across the country every 2 years, and what they specifically are focusing in this survey, it's called the Youth Risk Behavior Surveillance System. So the YRBSS is a survey by the CDC done every other year, and it focuses specifically on a variety of sort of sociocultural concerns. It asks about, you know, seatbelt use. It asks about drug use. It asks about sexual activity. And it asks about bullying and carrying weapons. So in this national survey where they go out and reach out to about 15,000 plus high school students that are representative of the United States population, they do all the adjustments so that, you know, the CDC is comfortable saying that this is an accurate representation of the national student body. What they found was that 20% of students across the 4 years of high school, both genders, said that they've been the victim of bullying. And then across the general population, about 5% or so said that they've carried a weapon to school in the past 30 days. What's particularly concerning is that kids who said that they were the victim of bullying were almost twice as likely to carry a weapon than the kids who were not a victim of bullying. So we typically think of bullies themselves, you know, carrying weapons or maybe intimidating others, but it looks like from our the data from the CDC and our analyses that kids who have been the victim of bullying, who've been bullied in the past, they themselves are carrying weapons in some surprisingly large numbers.
So what are we to do about this, Dr. Addisman? Our parents, if we're supposed to know if our child is being bullied, look for the signs. We've talked about the red flags of signs of bullying on this show, and look for those flags and then make sure we talk and give our children coping strategies that don't include violence. What are we supposed to do?
Well, I mean, certainly as it relates to weapons, you know what we found, and just as a brief sidetrack, you know, there was some risk factors that helped identify which kids were most likely to carry a weapon. So if a weapon's a concern, you know, whether they've been threatened or injured, that, you know, instead of double the risk, that eightfold the risk. If they'd also been in a physical fight, that increased the risk substantially. When we looked at those two factors coupled with kids who didn't go to school because of concerns for their safety, or kids who had property damaged or stolen, then you're looking at almost a 50-fold likelihood increase in the likelihood of carrying a weapon, where 72% of these kids were carrying a weapon. So kids who have been repeatedly bullied in the past, who've had concerns for their safety, property damage, et cetera, you're talking about more than half of them carrying weapons. So that helps us identify which kids are most likely to be carrying some sort of weapon to school. But as you said, I think that it's not just a matter of going after the weapons. It's a matter of, you know, counseling kids in terms of how to deal with bullying. Parents can go to stopbullying.gov. It's a very nice website put out by the federal government to help their teens or middle school or younger students deal with bullying. And certainly, on the one hand, we know that schools have tried to be proactive. There's a lot of attention and consideration being given to the problem of bullying in the school setting. The problem is we just haven't seemingly fixed the problem. You know, if one out of five kids sees themselves as being the victim of bullies, then that's a very, very large percentage.
So if the school is finding these things out, and you've done this study, the parents and the school systems need to get involved for both the children that are being bullied and the bullies themselves to try and, you know, rein back. Now, I know, Dr. Addisman, a lot of schools are really getting into this problem. They have these anti-bullying seminars and assemblies and all of these things. As a parent, what should we be involved in those things, make sure our child is not the bully and also not being bullied?
Well, I think, you know, the problem of bullying goes back generations, and it's probably unreasonable to think we'll completely eliminate the problem. But I think what parents can do, certainly they can get a sense for their child's emotional well-being, get a sense for, be sensitive to the possibility of changes in mood, get a sense for any concerns about, fears for their safety, if kids are feigning illness not to go to school, if they're talking about having problems with peers, certainly want to be a lookout for any suggestion that their kids are carrying any sort of weapon. And it doesn't have to be a gun, it could be a knife, although the gun figures were surprisingly high. Almost 5% of kids said that they carried a gun within the past 30 days. Now, that's not bringing a gun to school, but it's carrying a gun, and I suspect in many of those cases it was carrying a gun to school. I think that guidance counselors need to be vigilant. Certainly, there's trying to encourage other students to speak up and speak out against bullies. And I think that, these are some of the things that we would want parents and school personnel to get involved with. Certainly, if a child is absent from school, schools need to track it down. If a kid's missing school, just the very fact, when we look at kids who are victims of bullying and they'd not gone to school because of concerns for their safety, they were 6 times more likely to carry a weapon. So that's an example of, how fearful some student may be, and if it's, sort of leading to that sort of response. So, even looking at unexplained absences may be another red flag.
I know I sound naive, Dr. Addisman, but where are these children getting these guns? I mean, I hope to think that I'm going to be one of those parents who knows where my teenager is, who knows what they're doing, and how are they getting out and getting these illegal weapons to be able to even take them to school?
I can't answer that for you. The reality is, I come from I'm in the New York City area, and New York has the strictest gun control laws, in the country. But this is obviously national data, and to my knowledge, the CDC stands by these numbers. I mean, the percentage, we look at victims of bullying, 6.3% in the national, in this survey, 6.3% of kids who were victims of bullying said they carried a gun versus, let's say, just under 5% who weren't victims of bullying. So just the concept of carrying a gun to school seems to be carrying a gun rather in the past 30 days seems to be a fairly common phenomenon. Where they're getting these guns from, can't speak to that.
Wow, and I would think in some urban settings maybe it might be easier, but you think of suburbs and things, and it's just such a scary proposition. We have about a minute and a half left. Please, Dr. Addisman, give us your best advice about bullying, about this study where, the kids that are being bullied are bringing weapons to school, and what parents can do about this.
Well, I think as a recap, obviously parents need to get a sense for their child's emotional well-being. Kids, they need to be attuned to changes in mood, a feigned illness, school avoidance, need to be get a sense for whether there's a major change in a child's social standing or peer acceptance. Certainly kids who parents themselves may have a sense whether their child might be a victim of bullying, and then to be proactive, speak with the child, reach out to their pediatrician, speak with school personnel. Oftentimes there's a multitude of things that could be done, and kids oftentimes may not sort of reach out for help spontaneously, but what I think we need to do is engage them and just be vigilant and sensitive to this as a problem and not be shy about asking for help from school personnel where necessary.
That's great information, and I think one of the main messages here, listeners, is communicate with your children. Find out these things, talk with them, have your meals together, find out if any of these red flags of bullying come up, and then you can work with the school system to figure out a solution for it, but help your child by communicating with them, and then maybe you'll spot some of those red flags that can avoid studies like this and, these kinds of negative things that are happening in our schools. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.